This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. And I told you about this company back in March when it was 45 cents. We're talking no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. They were on the show back in April the 4th of 2019. Year-over-year revenues are up 18.2% at $3.63 million. Back in March, the stock was trading at 45 cents. It got as high as around $2.12.15 a month or two ago. Now it's trading at around $1.27. Another great entry point. These are my personal opinions, and that is my personal opinion. We're talking no other than the company U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the chairman and president and CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I appreciate it very much. Glad to be here.
You know, recently you put out a press release. I saw that you signed an agreement with Magneto Internal Fusion. What will be the benefits for U.S. Nuclear on that?
Excellent question. So magnetic inertial fusion, short name is MIFTI, they've invented or are inventing a electric power generator that's really fantastic. It's a fusion energy. They can make them small modular units or large power grid units. What we got from the agreement was 500,000 shares of MIFTI stock. We also got manufacturing rights, so that makes U.S. Nuclear so far the only licensed manufacturer of the MIFGEN fusion power system.
And are they a publicly traded company, or are they privately held?
No, they're private. Okay. They're private. So the electric power grid is soon going to be up to $6 trillion market. So in the if we capture even 1% of that, 1% of $6 trillion is $60 billion. So this is just a fantastic invention.
Well, let's get into this a little bit. Let me ask you this. How would the electric power plants that the U.S. Nuclear builds be any different or better than the ones that are already out there in the marketplace?
Yes, sir. So I want to mention the difference between base power and intermittent power.
Okay.
We all love renewables, you know, wind power, solar power, maybe later from the tides or from the ocean or whatever. But that comes and goes, and we definitely need renewables as much as we can get.
Absolutely.
But power stations, they also need base power. Base power is defined as power that you generate from fuel, and you have to be able to have at least 3 months of fuel on site. So that means if you're burning natural gas, you have a tank of natural gas. If you're burning oil, then you have a tank of oil. And in this case, if you're burning our heavy water, you have to have a tank with the heavy water or deuterium water in the tank. So this is base power, and it's clean and modular.
Bob, you were saying earlier, you know, you can make them as big or as small of a unit as you'd want to. What applicants or applications would be using this product in the near future?
Sure. So small means that we can, the nuclear navy, all NATO countries, and have nuclear navies, and so that's a small power plant. So our ability to make small plants is a big help. Also, there's various communities that are way out there, you know, in the frozen north or whatever, that could use local power. And I want to point out that when power is transmitted from the power plant, which, you know, you don't have a power plant in your backyard, most people don't. So the that's about 5% loss worldwide from electricity that's produced, but then is lost on the way to the user, the end user. So again, 5% of $1 trillion is a lot of dollars. So
right,
and so the modular ability would fix that.
Will your new plants provide additional power, or would they replace the other types or plants?
Yes, sir. So of course, the power market is always growing. At the moment, we're about worldwide, we're about 38% coal, 23% natural gas, 16% hydroelectric. That means dam water going over the dam.
Right.
9% renewables. We've got to bring that up, and 14% standard nuclear. So our goal will be to, of course, we'll. But the needs are growing all the time. So part of our use will just be to help new people with their energy needs. But you know, we're anxious to replace the coal. Coal ruins the atmosphere, both for breathing, and the CO2 goes up there and warms the planet. And as I say, 38% of of $6 trillion is still $2 trillion. So it's a huge market. Also, some of the standard nuclear power plants are getting old, and nuclear power has 14% of the current market, and that shows, a lot of people don't like nuclear because there's some radioactivity coming from the input stream, from the fuel cycle, from mining and refining, and also when they're done, there's radioactive waste going out of the plant, etc. But it still captured 14% of the market. Our new product is better in a lot of ways, and we're going to replace some of the oldest nuclear plants because as I mentioned before, we're making base power, and so it's reliable. I don't know, most people don't know that. People think, well, geez, we could just do it all with wind or solar. But if you turn off the, we could just maybe just run the plants during the day and then turn them off at night or something like that. I don't know what the plan is. But if you turn off a power plant, the generators, the big spinning
right,
motor,
right,
that explodes. It'll throw shrapnel like a mile away. You just can't
turn them on and turn them off.
You just can't turn them on and turn them off. No,
I understand that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: when you get into this model and you start building this at one of your manufacturer plants, stuff like that, how much revenue are we talking about? Have you given that any kind of thought?
Well, yes, sir. I mean, as I'm saying, our long-term goal would be to replace all the conventional nuclear plants and as many of the coal plants as we can as well. So that would be, up there in the trillion-dollar range. Now, I want to mention as a precaution here, I don't want to trick anybody. We don't expect to start building these things until about 8 years from now is our prediction.
Okay.
But in that time, some potential investors may not want to wait that long. But in that time, it's very likely, I believe, that MIFT and perhaps U.S. Nuclear along with it will be bought out by one of the huge engineering firms, in the U.S. or Mitsubishi or Bechtel or one of those huge engineering firms.
In closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview, Bob?
Well, just the fact that you don't have to look at the energy grid as bad. We can make a base power in a totally clean way from seawater as fuel. and we can clean things up and make electricity without CO2, without choking on air pollution.
My guest has been the great Bob Goldstein. He's the CEO and president and chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp., one of the hottest stocks on the OTC markets. Take a look at them. I still think they're grossly undervalued here at $1.27. Again, that's my personal opinion. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, thank you so much for stopping by, coming on the show. You know I'm a fan of your company. I'm a fan of what you're doing over there. And hopefully you'll come back on in a month or two.
You bet, Everett. I'll be back. You bet.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.